from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're damn right we start now. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Get involved with the program by texting.
I like when you say you're damn Skippy.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things to say. Shout out to, Malcolm and Eddie back on UPN.
That's
back
an
in the
old
day.
Ted Johnsonism. He loved
Ted Johnson.
Oh, Ted Johnson also said that?
Yes, right. He loved that.
Well, I got it from UPN, so okay. I hope that that's okay. You guys get involved. 713-572-4610. It is Cut Down Day.
Yes, it is.
Here on Sports Radio 610, we are anxiously awaiting the fully realized 53-man roster for your Houston Texans. And as of right now, we know a few cuts, like minimal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some of them we also, I mean, one or two we got yesterday. Are you at all surprised that we don't have more of these known, at least publicly, for
us? They keep a tight vault over there at NRG Stadium, one of the tightest in the league. But yes, I am, to answer your question, because it's not just them. It's agents that try to get their clients' names out there. So I actually believe we're going to get a bunch here. That's not to be self-serving or try to get people to stay listening. I think over the next 5 hours, we're going to hear a bunch. Pretty significant one just before we came on air.
Yes, C.J. Henderson, mm-hmm. in that cornerback room that I know I have a lot of questions about. He is going to be one of those guys that ultimately gets cut in addition to Troy Pride Jr. We mentioned yesterday, Dieter Iselin. I wanted to make sure I say that correctly because I look at it, my eyes cross. just a lot of vowels in that name. I mean, no disrespect to Dieter. I just want to be very clear that this is all about me. Yeah. Obviously, McTelvin, a game we knew was going to be out of there. A few other guys, Phil Darius Payne was waived in with the injury. Tyreek Barnes, Jacob Phillips. And also, as mentioned by Sean Pendergast, I went ahead and just combined their names.
That's okay.
Sean Pendergast just moments ago, Tegan Quatoriano also. Mm-hmm. So those are the names that we know right now. So many more to go. Obviously, we want to try and handle this with a modicum of class because, you know, folks are losing the gig right now. And, always want to be respectful there. So. Yeah. But like you mentioned, cut down, the official time where you have to be cut down to 53 men is 3 p.m. Central Time. So we take you till 2. There's a lot of work to be done in these next 4 hours. We got you covered here, Sports Radio 610. But starting out, there's a lot of things that we're talking about the Texans should do when it comes to cuts. We're all amateur GMs, and we have our ideas of what should be done.
Yeah.
What can the Texans absolutely not do with this roster cut down? Again, 713-572-4610. We're also on the Odyssey app, youtube.com/sportsradio610 and twitch.tv/610Houston.
Yeah, look, these are our thoughts. But we've been around this team. I know we have certain interests in this team, watching this team work, watching how certain things are developing, one of which was yesterday when it comes to quarterback, and that's where I'm going to start. Like, things you just cannot do when it comes to putting together your 53, and I'm interested if you and Figgy agree or disagree. I'm at the point now where you cannot have three quarterbacks. You can't keep three quarterbacks. That roster spot, that extra roster spot, is just too valuable. So, Case Keenum, what do you do there? Obviously they've got two quarterbacks. They got a backup they believe in, but at the same time, I don't feel like you have to have a third quarterback. And obviously, there's going to be an emergency situation potentially.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you have to, because if you get to the third quarterback, you're in trouble anyway. So it doesn't matter if it's Tim Boyle, Case Keenum. I think you have to be at a place right now where the Texans can only keep two quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I mean, it gets a little dicey, as we know, with the NFLPA vetoing the NFL's like tweak on the emergency quarterback rule, the elevation rule, previously, or the way that they had tried to get the rule to work for this upcoming season was that you could have a quarterback on your practice squad that you could elevate every game to be the emergency third quarterback, which means you'd free up that 53-man roster spot all the way throughout the season. Now, it reverts to what it was previously at, which is you can have that quarterback on the practice squad, but they can only have those three elevations just like I think any other player on the practice squad.
That's important, man.
And so that means you can have three games where you have that coverage, and then you either have to get a different quarterback or have that quarterback back stashed on the 53-man roster in order, even if they're not on actively dressed out on game day or active on game day, they would still have to be on the 53-man roster. At the very least, it feels like you have a practice squad. Yeah, you can't carry a quarterback on the 53-man to start with. If you find yourself in a situation where later in the season you have some concerns,
then you can deal with it.
Find a spot for that player to be there, or you know, if you are real nasty with yours, and I say that with all due respect, you find a different quarterback that you feel comfortable, put a stashing on that that practice squad so that you can reset that three game lift. But yeah, it you just can't. You need to find spaces, and you have two guys that are really capable. Obviously, CJ Stroud is more than capable, and we'll talk more about that because people believe that he's capable of literally the highest honor for an individual player in the NFL. But you have that. Davis Mills, I think we've gotten comfortable with the idea that if he needs to step in for a game or two, you're good, right?
Yeah, I think Case Keenum kind of stated that case, no pun intended, on Saturday, that Mills would be more consistent at this point in their respective careers. So you can only keep two quarterbacks. I don't see how they can do anything other than that. Here's the other one, and I've been looking at all these mock 53-man rosters. We played around with it a little bit ourselves yesterday. And most of the mock 53-man rosters, the cutdown, predictions, have six wide receivers that the Texans keep. Yeah. Almost exclusively. I don't remember one that didn't have more than six. I disagree. I think they're going to have seven wide receivers, and there's a reason for that. And that is, especially with the new kickoff rules, you got, you know, more sleek, for lack of a better term, athletes on the kickoffs. You're not going to have as many big bodies. I think you can get away with that. I think you're going to have a wide receiver here in Steven Sims that they have a lot of confidence in. So I think they're going to have seven wide receivers. Here's what you cannot do. You can't keep Damian Pierce in lieu of that seventh wide receiver.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because like Damian Pierce, at best, even if they like him, and they're all about like what they've seen in practice, not the games, as D'Amico has said, he's going to be your, at best, third running back. Well, man, I think there's a lot more value at wide receiver, especially when you have Steven Sims, who they have a lot of confidence in as a kicker. So you're going to have maybe four running backs. One of them presumably is going to be Damian Pierce, but don't do it at the expense of another wide receiver.
And this is what I get what you're saying, and I think you're probably right. The problem is with my brain, there's some things that you just kind of know are the case, and you find a way to maybe not rationalize, but become comfortable with. In fact, like there was a couple days ago where we were talking about the idea that we live in a surveillance state, right? Like, and somebody got on the text line and was like, yo, the fact that you guys are comfortable with that is the problem. And I was like, I'm not comfortable with that, but it's one of those things where you know it's the case and you have to find a way to exist with it. Otherwise, you'll drive yourself mad.
Exactly.
And I feel like the Damian Pierce saga has gotten to that place where I'm trying not to drive myself mad because this is where I will use one of those therapy words that everybody uses a whole bunch, but I feel like I'm using it correctly. Text me and tell me if I'm using it wrong or what have you. I feel like I'm being gaslit by this organization in some ways.
I don't think you're wrong.
Right?
I don't think you're wrong. It just makes too much sense to not see things the way they're saying that they see things.
Right.
We love Damian Pierce. We've seen him in practice. Games matter, but we don't care. We like him in practice. I've made the decision. I've seen enough, is what D'Amico said. And I'm like, are you pulling our string here? Which is the old-fashioned way of saying being gaslit.
There you go. All right. Yeah.
Are you pulling our string?
Because, again, it doesn't feel like what we've seen on the field. And, of course, 8 carries, 9 yards. We all know the statistic at this point when it comes to Damian Pierce's production in preseason games.
Yeah.
We're being told in practices, I guess in theory, it looks better for D'Amico Ryans. And to be fair, it has looked better than 8 carries, 9 yards.
Well, it has that.
Right? That's for certain. But like, how confident are you that in those game situations further on? Because it's not just the game situations of the preseason. It was the game situations of last year, too, where he was not as effective, nearly as effective, in fact, as what you want. I think that I might disagree with you on one point, and I think, again, this might just be my brain finding a way to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Him as the third running back, it doesn't necessarily fit as much as possible, but I feel like the morale, all of these things are worth it. And when it comes to wide receiver, keeping seven would be cool. I don't know that it's as necessary to the point.
Oh, no, now, I'm on an island on that. But I feel like they can't use, they can't keep Dameon Pierce at the expense of a very valuable asset.
I feel like that that's a strong take.
Yeah.
I think that it's valid. I just don't know if I can get to that point on that's something that they absolutely cannot do when they cut this thing down at 3 p.m. today.
Yeah, but, you know, if you can't quit Dameon Pierce, don't do it at the expense of something that's going to hurt your squad.
Sure.
You can keep him, you know, but make sure you've got the seven wide receivers. You got fullback covered. You got, you know, you got a DB that you're confident, because it could be all over the field, you know, but don't do it at the expense of something like that. The third thing that I think the Texans cannot do, and I fully recognize that this is something that you and Figgy might totally disagree with, but you talk about a 180 for a player. I don't think you can trade John Metchie. You know, he's been mentioned, rumored, as some teams having interest in him. But we've now seen what we haven't seen before. We know there's an upside there. We've seen the upside in back-to-back games. Maybe it's the bizarro Dameon Pierce. Maybe what he's done in the games doesn't matter. And it's the identical thing to Dameon Pierce. Maybe they've seen enough in practice where they don't care what he's done in games, that they might have to move him or move on from him or whatever. We've also seen him dabble in special teams, which might be a sign that they're considering keeping him, you know, and finding another sort of role for him as well, you know. So I don't think you can trade John Metchie.
I don't think I'm solid on that one either. I would prefer that they keep him, right? Obviously, I can start with just the good story, right, of this guy who's battled back from dealing with cancer, getting himself back to playing, you know, playing shape and playing at the standard that he wants for himself. I think that you look at the wide receiver room and you've got it really strong to the point where I don't know that I can parse outside of your top three that this guy over this guy is like far and away better. Now, there are the concerns of, okay, do certain dudes have injury issues? Hello, Noah Brown, that you want to stick away from. Are some guys consistently there and doing what's necessary and add a particular element of speed? Hello, Xavier Hutchinson, that you've seen. So I would like him to be there, but I think there are definitely still permutations of this wide receiver room where John Metchie gets traded, and I'm not super.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or upset.
Oh, none of these would surprise me. I just feel, you know, where Noah Brown's ceiling is. You know where Robert Woods' ceiling is.
That is true.
And Robert Woods' ceiling might be well behind him. You know, so you don't know, based on what we've seen on John Metchie in recent weeks, what his ceiling is. But you know there's something there. And so that's why I'm like, I'd rather take the risk on an upside, especially because he's your fifth back, your fifth receiver. You know, he's probably fifth or sixth, you know. And maybe see what you can do there and use him on special teams, which, you know, I know Noah Brown's done some special teams. I don't know about Robert Woods.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's where you can find some value there and some versatility.
And worthwhile. We talked about the idea of the Mechie rumors, right, that came from Jordan Schultz. I think that was, what, yesterday?
Yeah.
These days are already running together when it comes to getting to this 53-man cutdown. We also got some kind of rumors out there. And again, I don't know how far we can substantiate this, but the idea that the Steelers are interested in Robert Woods. And so you're getting you're getting some ideas that there's teams around the league that are willing to give up something to get some of your wideouts.
Yeah. And speak of the devil in terms of the position, Aaron Wilson now reporting the Texans are releasing wide receiver Ben Skoranek.
Yeah.
And so Ben Skoranek, as well as the rumor with Robert Woods perhaps being traded, you know, maybe we're getting a little bit of a focus on that wide receiver room. No John Metchie news yet as well. So we'll see.
Yeah. But I think that you're right on the idea that, look, Metchie is definitely showing a level of upside that I don't know that you have any more upside to look for with Robert Woods,
right,
with Noah Brown. But there is something to be also said that you haven't seen that definitive production just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the idea is if you're talking about these backups, maybe that's not too scary of a proposition, but you're also a team that has high aspirations, and knowing that
that's
you have
exactly
some depth.
Right.
Having some depth and someone on that depth in the wide receiver room that you can call on, you know exactly what you're getting out of them as opposed to we're projecting, I think still matters in some ways.
No, what you just said is the best counterpoint to my point. And I totally acknowledge that. Like, you're not in the business of potential at this point. You know, you're in the business of...
In some ways, but...
I mean, yeah, in some ways, but I'm like, if we're going to win, we're going to win now.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the business of winning now. Robert Woods and Noah Brown can probably help you win now based on their production and their recent, you know, seasons of production, more so than two preseason games of John Metchie.
And I feel like the balance is you have enough room within a wide receiver room to get a little bit of projection with a little bit of consistency or known production.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a line that they could, you know, manage to straddle in some ways. But again, I think that this is where you are dealing with some luxury as a Texans team. I look at this wide receiver room, and there's not many ways that you can cut it where I'll be upset with the numbers that or with the folks that you end up with.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fantastic that we're talking about the fifth and sixth wide receiver.
Right.
I mean, that's where we are as in terms of following this team. So it's really, really good that that we're there. But it is something that could be important. Week 9, week 10, whatever. You know, all of a sudden somebody's down. Are you going to rely on John Metchie and rely on Robert Woods? Who do you feel more comfortable with at that point? That's the question.
How about this one as kind of a real quick last absolutely cannot do without or with on this roster cut down day for the Texans? I feel like the Texans can absolutely not end up with a 53-man roster without finding an outside player to add to this team.
An outside player as in?
A player from outside of this team's camp.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like, I feel like there's a few spots where you could stand to bolster the depth by finding a player who maybe couldn't make another roster and adding to him. Defensively, the two positions I'm thinking about, possibly linebacker and then cornerback in particular, I'm like, I feel like there could be some help there from outside because, I mean, we know that CJ Henderson just got cut or will be cut today.
Yeah.
And I'm still not certain. Jeff Okuda didn't do very much when it comes because of injury during the course of this. Those are the two names that you came into camp looking at where you go, hey, they have an opportunity to grab hold of those depth cornerback spots on your roster. There's a lot of questions for me in some of those.
Yeah, places. No, I'm with you on that. Keep an eye out for cornerback, linebacker, and I wouldn't be surprised running back. I mean, you don't, you know, you don't know. You know, maybe that this has all been a ruse and they're trying to shop Dameon Pierce. They get some taker in a different type of offense. All of a sudden, you know, they got Cam Akers and Joe Mixon. They feel pretty good, but there might be another running back out there, you know, that could bolster what they have here other than the rookies.
And running back is absolutely one of those positions where, you know, it's not really a respecter of necessarily like draft position or name or status. Just like in fantasy football, like it feels like every year you find a running back that pops up out of nowhere
always.
That ends up being more than, you know, serviceable.
Yeah.
And it feels like that's something that you could possibly do
always
as well. So I like what you're doing there, John. There you go. Some of the things that we in the loop believe that the Texans should absolutely not do with this roster cut down. Cut down time, 3 p.m. today. And you'll have everything when it comes to that right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, in regards to roster cut down, let's make this a little bit more personal, with all due respect. Let's play a little either or. What would you do if it came down to one of these players versus another of these players? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.